All right, back in Isaiah 43. You know, when the Lord gives the assurance that there is no reason to fear, that sinner has no reason to fear. I often think to myself, when I try to read, when I try to pray, when I try to preach, Lord, can I deem myself a child? Would a child of God act and think like I do? I tell you, verse 1 that we just looked at bears out to every sinner who sees himself by faith to be by nature a Jacob, a spiritual Jacob. And let me tell you something. Every Jacob knows that that old nature is still there. Every Jacob knows that. Yeah, I see something of what I am. But I can tell you this by faith. And it is only by faith, because I know that that which is born of God sinneth not. I know that that's so. But I just don't see it in me. As I've said before, you tell me, what prayer have you ever prayed that you thought to yourself, now boy, I knocked that one out of the park. Ever had one of those? No, I haven't either. Which time have you ever read Scripture and not thought back, what did I read? Did I understand anything? Has there ever been a time that you've ever seen yourself having done anything perfectly? That's a Jacob that believes by grace that God has made him an Israel. Well, for all of you Jacobs out there, I've got some good news for you. For all of you that see yourselves in need of a Savior, for all of you that see yourselves in need of one to keep you, because you know that you're not going to keep yourself, I got some good news for you. Don't be afraid. Very soon we're going to all go over Jordan. We're going to go to the other side. And when we pass through, the Lord has said, I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I'll hold you. The everlasting arms of His mercy, grace, and power, I'm going to keep you. Now, for all of you that see yourselves as truly being Jacob's, thanks be unto God would make me an Israel. What does the Lord have to say? Now, He said in verse 2, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, I shall not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Now, whenever Israel crossed over the Red Sea on dry ground, Scripture says, you know what I know? Christ was there. He was there. The Scripture bears out that He spoke to Moses. Moses, you tell the people. Moses, you lift up the rod. Moses, you lead the people. Moses, you tell the people, go. Scripture bears out that He was in the pillar of the cloud, and He looked, and He saw. Scripture bears out that the Lord caused a mighty wind to come, blow, and split that water. And that water stood up. And the whole nation of Israel, probably millions of people, walked across. The Lord was there because the Lord took the chariot wheels off of the chariots of the Egyptians, and they couldn't drive them anymore. They were stuck. And He drowned an entire army along with Pharaoh. He says, "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee." When you go across the rivers, they're not going to overflow thee. Remember, Scripture bears out Joshua 3. It talks about whenever the nation of Israel came to the Jordan River, and the Lord told Joshua, He said, "You tell the priest to come on, start leading the people. And when the feet of the priest touches the water's not going to overflow them." They touched that water, and that water backed up and stood up. And the Scripture says concerning that event, the priest stood firm on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan, and all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people were passed clean over Jordan. You know why that water didn't overflow Israel? Because the Lord was there. "When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." You know what I'm going to say. Nebuchadnezzar said, "When the music starts, everybody bow down." So the music started, and somebody came up to Nebuchadnezzar and said, "O king, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't bow down." Nebuchadnezzar going to give them another chance. He said, "Now, maybe you didn't hear, maybe you weren't listening, maybe I don't know, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to give you another chance." And they said, we don't have to be careful about what we're going to tell you. We're not going to bow. We're not going to bow." Well, he fired up that furnace and threw all three of those boys in there. And the Scripture says that Nebuchadnezzar looked in and he said, "Lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God." I wonder how he knew that. God revealed to Nebuchadnezzar, "I'm here. I'm here. And these are mine. And you're not going to hurt them. Oh, Jacobs, you that need a Savior, we have one. We have one. The Lord has promised that we're going to have afflictions in this world. But in the midst of God's appointed afflictions, and all that the Lord loves, they're going to go through this world with chastisements and trials and the water of adversity and the rivers of these trials and fires. He's promised, "I'm not going to leave you." I've told you before, for myself, if anybody needs to hear this, I do. Because whenever my world starts caving in, for me to be remembering, "Oh Jacob, I've everlastingly loved you. I sent this. I sent it. I caused you to walk through the midst of the fire. I caused you to go through the river adversity. I caused you to go in these, but these waters are not going to overflow you. This fire is not going to burn you. Why? Because I'm here. Because I'm here. Fear not, verse 3, O Jacob, O Israel, for I am Jehovah. I've told you all capital letters, Jehovah. I am the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I am that I am. I'm thy God. I'm your God. I'll be your God. You'll be my people. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. He saved me. He keeps me. I gave Egypt for thy ransom. Ethiopia and Seba for thee. You know what he's saying? That for God's people, God will raise up a nation and God will put down a nation. And those nations will be sacrificed rather than his people perish. He said, it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. You're not going to die. As I told you, this tabernacle right here is going to be put off. But he said, you're not going to die. I'm not going to leave you. When you pass through, it is not going to overflow you. You walk through the fire of adversity and trial and tribulation, you're not going to be burned. The Lord is there. I am the Lord thy God. Let me tell you, when you see that, I'm the Lord thy God. Let me tell you who He is. He is the God that David was talking about when he said, this is all my hope, this is all my salvation. He made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure. And he who gave me unto Christ and put me in the surety, and the Father was the first one that ever trusted in Christ. And Christ, who has everlastingly stood to answer every demand for justice and righteousness on behalf of all that were given Him. I'll answer. And the Father looks only to Him. Now isn't that comforting? He's not looking to me. Thanks be unto God, He's not looking to me. I am a Jacob that God has made by grace to be an Israel, found in Christ, formed in Christ. He said, I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. It was the Father that said concerning the Son, Isaiah 42:4, He shall not fail, nor be discouraged till he have set in the earth, set judgment in the earth. The isle shall wait for his law. Fear not. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Verse 4. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I've loved thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight. Since you have been prized, is the word. Precious, prized. Since you've been prized, how long has the objects of God's mercy been prized in His sight? Always. Always. There's never been a time. Since thou wast precious in my sight. You say, well, that just means that since they believed, or since, let me ask you this, when did God change? Does God look upon the object of His mercy right now as prized? At what point then did He not? He said, I don't change. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, found in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I've loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. What caused us to be precious in His sight? Was there anything of value that He looked down in time and, I see Marvin's going to, now there's going to be a faithful subject. Boy, there's going to be one that I'll be able to put some trust in. There's one that'll never deviate, never wander, I'm sitting here, my poor mother. All the stories she could tell you. But God Almighty would look upon me in Christ and say of me in Christ, since thou wast precious in my sight. Is Christ precious in His sight? If I'm in Him, I'm precious in His sight for Christ's sake. For Christ's sake. Since thou hast been honorable, is Christ honorable? I am too in Him. I have loved thee as He's loved the Son. That's just too deep for me to grasp hold of. But I can tell you this. For me to be prized and honorable and loved in Christ, He says to me, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Fear not. Our preciousness and honor is totally being found in Him. Adopted. Adopted into His family by Christ to Himself. We're precious in His sight. Because the Son has betrothed Himself to us. Because we're precious to Him. His bride. He has eternally undertaken for us. Reckoned by the Lord, Scripture says, to be His portion. Therefore God Almighty says concerning His people, you're precious. You're precious. I love you. Thou hast been honorable. I looked that word up, honorable. And it says this, prevailed and promoted to honor. Thou hast been honorable. You've prevailed. Coming a time when all men are going to stand before God. And Scripture says He's going to separate the goats from the sheep. Goats He's going to put on His left hand, sheep He's going to put on His right hand. He's going to say to those right hand sheep, enter in. Well done. Well done. Well done. Well done. A good, faithful servant. And a Jacob says, Lord, when was I ever faithful? In myself? Never. In Him? Always. Charged with His righteousness. Robed in His righteousness. With His righteousness imputed to me. Robed in His obedience, His righteousness, that which He has done, of which the Father has said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Robed in His righteousness, found in Christ, He says to me, my Well done. Well done. Thou hast been honorable. You prevailed. Promoted to honor. And I've loved you. Everlasting love. Therefore I give men for thee and people for thy life. Why did the firstborn in Egypt die? Why did the firstborn in Egypt die? And the firstborn of Israel live. Why? Because the Lord saw the blood. Who did He tell to slay the lamb and put the blood on your door? He told Israel. He said, I'm going to come through tonight. You put the blood on the door. Get inside. Get inside. Get inside. Don't get outside. You get inside. And when I come through, I'm going to pass over you. What was it about the Israelites that made them any different than the Egyptians? What was the difference? The grace of God. The grace of God. The only difference between that lump of dirt and this lump of dirt is that God Almighty said, I have made you unto honor. Does the potter have the right to make one lump unto honor and another unto dishonor? Does he have the right to do that? Yes, he does. My friend, if God Almighty has given you a heart, see yourself as a lump in need of a Savior. You've got some hope. He's a Savior. He says in verses 5 to 7, fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up. To the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him, listen to this, for my glory, I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. I'm telling you, salvation is all of grace. Salvation is of the Lord. Salvation is according to God's mercy. Where are, in closing, where are these Jacobs? Where are they in this world? I'll tell you where. There's a couple of verses here. Look over in James 1:1. Where are they? James 1:1. I'll tell you where they are. James 1:1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ to the 12 tribes. That's speaking of, symbolic of all of God's people, God's elect, which are scattered abroad. That's what James says to them. Greetings. Greetings. I've got some good news for you. All of you, turn over to 1 Peter 1, 1 and 2. 1 Peter, just a few pages back. 1 Peter 1, 1 and 2. Where are they? Where are they? Where the Lord said, I say to the north, give up. To the south, don't haul them back. You bring them. Come on. Where are they? Look at 1 Peter 1, 1 and 2. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ to the strangers, scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, Bithynia, elect, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. I know this for a fact. All that the Father giveth me, the Lord said, shall come to me. And him that cometh to me, which is all that the Father hath given me, because the Spirit of God is going to call him out. He said, I will in no wise cast out. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. The Lord in His high priestly prayer, John 17:2, as thou hast given Him power over all flesh, that He should give eternal life to as many as thou has given him. All God's elect were created, they were loved, they were chosen in Christ according to God's purpose to show mercy and compassion to them, to whomsoever He would. And all who by the grace of God have been given a new heart, made willing in the day of His power to believe Him, who by the grace of God have cast themselves upon Him for mercy. That is, every sinner that is in need of a Savior. Every sinner that can't save himself. We're all sinners. But I'm talking about every sinner who by the grace of God has been made to know, I can't do anything for myself. I got some good news for you. Fear not. He said, I'm your God. Lord, bless the word to our hearts for Christ's sake.